feeling to know you might well and truly play out your career here at the Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously been here a fair while now and really enjoying my time here and happy with where the club's at. So, 31 years old when I come out of this contract. I'm not sure I have much footy after that. So really happy to extend the contract and play here for another year.
Did you and Travis talk much when you were in these contract negotiations?
We don't talk too much about it. Obviously, we're pretty close, but we're both very happy here, as I said. So it was a no-brainer and pretty easy thing to do.
Is there ever any doubt this is where you want to be?
No, never any doubt. Always been very happy here. The club have done so much to me, done so much for me. So, never any doubt on staying on.
Like you said yesterday, that it was all about once you're in, feel like you're part of a family. It's very hard to leave. Your same sentiments.
Yeah, obviously been here a fair while now, and got some great relationships with the playing group and with people throughout the whole club. So very much a family feel and really happy just to play out my career here.
What was the no-brainer aspect of it, Robbie? What was the thinking that sealed the deal for you?
As I said, just got some really good relationships here with the players and everyone throughout the club. So I'm really happy in the quality of our list as well, and certainly see some exciting times ahead. So I'm really excited by that.
With these contract extensions, does it give you the best chance of winning a premiership now in the next few years?
We certainly hope so. Obviously, it's handy to be able to keep the group together. We think we've got a lot of talented players now on our list. So the more we can keep, the better, I suppose. And I think we've shown over the years a lot of guys have hung around even throughout times when we weren't going so well. So definitely a tight-knit group, and I suppose if we can keep all the guys together, we can hopefully have some good times ahead.
When you first came in, did you think that maybe you'd be it looks like you're going to be a one-club player. Do you think that you're going to hang around at the same club for your whole career?
When I first got here, I suppose, I didn't even know if I'd get another contract. I was sort of, didn't even know if I was going to get drafted in the first place. So when I rocked up, just took things as they come, and I was fortunate enough to get another contract, and things have kind of rolled on since then. And leaving's never really entered my mind at all. Really happy over here, and as I said, the club's given me so much. So hopefully I can repay a little bit of that.
You say they've rolled on, Robbie, but you just won your second BNF. I mean, it's kind of gone from didn't know whether you were drafted to being one of the elite players in the competition. Do you look back and reflect on that?
Yeah, a little bit. As I said, I was talking about someone the other day when I first rocked up, and you don't know if you're ever going to play a senior game or anything like that. But, things have gone really well, and I couldn't be more grateful for the footy club for the opportunity they've given me, and, stoked to extend the contract.
Does it give you another chance, I suppose, to make amends for what was a bit of a blip last year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were really disappointed with our season, so the boys are working really hard at the moment to ensure that doesn't happen again, and boys have come back in good condition, so training well at the moment, but we've got a lot of work to do before the season starts.
How is the pre-season going?
Yeah, it's been good. I've only been back for a couple of weeks, but everyone seems to be fit and firing, and we've got the young draftees in now as well, which is good, and obviously Charlie and Jimmy coming over as well have added a bit to the group, so it's pretty exciting at the moment. No doubt we'll have a big week this week to finish off before Christmas, before we get to spend some time with our families and have a bit of a break, and then get back into it early in the new year.
How important is that, having a chance to refresh? I mean, it's a long pre-season, a longer season, having a chance to just put the brakes on so early in the pre-season?
Yeah, obviously, a lot of people from interstate, so to be able to get home and spend some time with families, obviously over Christmas and New Year period, is really important, I think, to break up the pre-season. But, we'll still be working really hard away from here. We'll have stuff to do while we're back home, so to make sure we're ready to go when we come back, and we can pick up where we left off.
Are there any blokes on the track that have caught your eye?
A few of the young boys have come in. Riley Bonner's shown a bit. Aiden Johnson as well. The two boys that we drafted have been good, and then obviously Charlie and Jimmy have been in the system for a while now, so they've been training pretty well as well.